The important thing to remember here as we go forward is we'll see essentially the same things. The Chiddush, and it's kind of counterintuitive, is the second level, the Golus level, is actually a higher level, and that's more the Tachlis of what we're supposed to be doing than the first level, than the Gilei. The Gilei, sorry, just there's some background there. If we can just switch off our microphones. Okay, that's better. Fine. So what's hard to grasp, and that's what we have to work here, is the fact that the second phase, the phase we're in now, is really that's what the Tachlis is. The Tachlis isn't to stand on Kriyas Yam Suf and see everything and see my subroshis and see all the things and even the, you know, but so more than the Cheskel, because you never worked for that. That was just shown to you. That was a shame. You didn't do anything for that. The Tachlis and the higher value is what we're involved in now. That's what's hard to picture, because we're all yearning for phase three. So we look back in one phase one. That's where we get a bit mixed up. But let's see how he built it. He built it in a very interesting way, and it's a it's really the fulcrum. A lot of what we're dealing with and grappling with, certainly going into the 3 weeks soon, is revolves around this sugya. This is a very good achana for the Bnei Metzorim. Okay, so Kufa and Dalet, Betzeis Mitzrayim, Betzeis Mishlayim. Ufusem as he hakina hanemoros betisha bav bahab mitfoses Yisrael. There's a kina that's said in many of the muschoyim of the kinas of Klal Yisrael. The kina zeh kaimas hakabola bena yetzias Mitzrayim letzias Yishlayim. There's a deep connection there between going out of Mitzrayim and going out of Yerushalayim. The Kol Bais Shel Kina Yesh Chazor Al Eisen Nakudim Uhutis Goydel Haligulim Hagiluim Shezechinu Lehem Betzeisvim Mitzrayim. Great with the revelation that we merited when we went out of Mitzrayim. Numazoy is Goydel Ahester V'Choshech. Great was the darkness and the hiding. When we went out of Yerushalayim into a very bitter golus. This kina is obviously coming to open us up, to tell us, look what you've lost, look what you had, and look what you've got now. To open our hearts up a little bit, that we should wail over the churban. As Yoshir, and when you go to Mitzrayim, you're saying Shira Shira, and now we're busy with Eicho. When Mokom Aron Ramayshik Yibaldus Nebuchadnezzar Vandroinus Kaiser, who took us out of Mitzrayim? It was Moshe Rabbeinu Aron Akoyim. Who took us out of Yerushalayim? Nebuchadnezzar and his Chevra. So that's the disparity, the two ends that are being built in that kina, and it seems on the surface that it's there to not only look what you've lost, look what you could have had, look what you've got now. So you'll open up and wail. Ulam, I make Rav Yosef Tom and Bedivya Amakoina. Ali Bedehem as Oisa Gilu Shai Betzeis Mitzrayim Chozal Atzmai Gam Betzeis Mitzrayim. Ulam Ochoiz Ba'ifan Ache Bechitzoynes Acheres. Then he's referring to, which Rav Yosef is he referring to? Ulam. Oh, sorry, Olam Rav Noisef Tomet. Sorry, read that wrong. It's too early in the morning. There's another depth here. I thought he was talking about the Rabbi Yosef of the of Let Mashiach come and I'll sit under the glolim of his chamon. I can see what the Shaykh is here. Sorry, there's another depth here, hidden here, that the author of the Kinni is trying to tell us. The gilui that we had when we went out, when we were redeemed from Mitzrayim, that's the same gilui. Hold on, I told you this counterintuitive. It's the same gilui that when we went out of Yerushalayim. Comes with a different chitzoynes. The external manifestation of that moment, of that gilui, is different. Shama Kodesh Baruch Hu lo nigla leinu. In the going out with Shlaim, Kodesh Baruch Hu is not nigla. Hefech, or Yamusta behesta, or Toi hesta. He's hidden within a hiddenness, a very deep hiddenness. We revealed him out of that darkness. We plunge into the darkness. We go into those dark places, into those dark masks, and we strip the masks off to Megala Kodesh Baruch Hu. We say Zeh Keli Vanveyu in the Hester, as opposed to in the Yetzias Mitzrayim, where we didn't Megala anything. The lower Shifkos for more than Yechezkel. What did she Megala? She Megala anything. Hashem was Megala himself to them. But the Gilui, what's happening ultimately, is exactly the same. Just in the Chitzoni, it looks different. Let's try and build this a bit. This is hard. Let's try and build this a little bit. Shnei Sugim Shel Leila Seder Yivir Klal Yisrael Nifnei Kisa Kovid. Two different types of what we call Leila Seder, Klal Yisrael, offered up to Hashem before the Kisa Kovid. Leila Seder Rishon HaHistoria, the historical Leila Seder, the first one in Mitzrayim. Shebolein Shul Klal Yisrael Hashem Utayim Chagurim. They sat with their belts tied, holding the maklis like the Kosh Baruch Hu told them. But that in there was a gil of Hashem. There was a gil shchina, spiritual. We don't understand what it was. The Kosh Baruch Hu befriended that's my nigalim. If you shneim ani belo malach, Hashem says I'm doing this, not a malach. I take care of Mitzrayim. I don't send anybody. No helpers. I'm doing this myself. Ani belo malach. Takes them out of the slavery to freedom, and from the darkness to light. B'chutz, outside the houses, O'evem hafchu l'vdei meisim, outside the mitzvim, the enemies are being well taken care of. Well taken care of. Akash Baruch is got the Yad Chazaka. We know. Akash Baruch is not doing anything, and he's doing it open, complete gilui. I don't understand the ghost of the Gilu is there. We have no idea of relating to that Gilu. We don't have the reference points to even try and understand what that Gilu was. We don't even have the words able to describe it. We don't have any frame of reference for that matter. We try each year, like the Chinuch says, you try and use your dimion, you use your seichel, you speak it out. You know, we build it more and more. We would do the best we can about to really appreciate that moment is one needs Yimuna. Yimuna says, hey, Leila Seder Lachem, there's another Leila Seder. Shoyne Lagamre Bechitzei Neisav, totally different on the outside. Well, I'm doing the word between Yosef. But if you scratch the surface and you went in a little bit, you'll see there's a tall gilui. Kritzis Yodim B'Seichi Ghetto. Bunch of Jews, group of Jews, stuck in a ghetto, Tachas HaKibush Tanazi. Under the iron fist of the Nazim, Yamach Shmom, Ma'einim U'Shvolim, Choizim Ma'avedis HaKfir, shattered, broken, tired, from the forced labor, from the suffering, from the we had no idea what they were going through. We had no idea what their lives must have felt like, looked like, how they kept going. There's a beyond our comprehension. We also don't have the words to explain it. Belal Vav Benisan, the Orchin Seder, Leila Seder. I use the Seder, the law are because of the Matzahs. They never causes the Matzahs. Ula Moro Vidmois Kamemelech Bashir Godel Beyester, Ayusha. Moro the head, Loch Paseh. Salt water from the tears and the crying and the pain. The biggest share you want, as much as you want. Mitas our Seder, and for always how you drgosha eats the beautiful couches that the Klal Yisrael lay on. When they had the Seder, it was turned into wooden bunks. The rudder of Hamakazai's comets to Chaim Leichel Mishum Pikuch Nefesh, had a kazais of comets in their hands. Kazais of chometz, what did they give them? The Nazis didn't overfeed them. They had a little piece of bread, a kazais of bread, chometz, that they had to eat because of pekuch nefesh. Gom lebeliba malachlote shem yechlu chometz belal Pesach achiyach huseida. That obviously was a hard decision, but they knew they had to eat the chometz. But they decided they're going to make a little aseida. Do whatever you can. Aseida shalem lo itchil bekadesh. And start with Kaddish, Shukai Doi Alechem Yayin, and Nebani Wan to make Kiddisha. I said, Shalom, it's Hilda, Halachma, Anya, the Ochla of a Sodom of the Mitzrayim. Their status started with, this is the bread of our ancestors, ate in Mitzrayim. Like their fathers in Mitzrayim, they were under this steel boot, this cruel boot of this animal. Well, when it came time to eat matzah, when it was in the Agoda, you come to matzah. They took out the little piece of dry bread that they were given, and they started saying the Shem Yichud. And they wrote a new tefillah for that very unusual moment, cruel, terrible, dark moment, awesome moment, maybe. Ribbono shel Olam, it's revealed to you, Ribbono shel Olam, you know how much we want to do your will and eat the kazayis matzah on this night. That's a rotzon Hashem, that you eat the kazayis matzah on this night. Like it says, but you commanded us a bigger mitzvah. Mitzvahs v'chai behem, v'lo shiyamus behem. You have to live. What can you do? There's a bigger mitzvah than eating matzah. However big eating matzah is, there's a bigger mitzvah. V'chai behem, v'lo shiyamus behem. As the Shem Yichud kitshibruchu shimchei, in nimuchan amuzim al lakayim mitzvahs aser shal v'chai behem, v'lo shiyamus behem. We're now sitting here going to eat this piece of bread in order to do a mitzvah that's bigger than achilas matzah. We're going to do this in order to make the mitzvah that's v'chai b'yamus be. And kot shel apaz bocha amoy tzelech miral tzvo ichles akazayis chokot. Wow. Yo. I told it to someone when we were davening at home, we don't get a minion for whatever reason. The person doesn't daven in a minion. So somebody does go daven in a minion when he shouldn't be. I'm not talking about people who are davening in minions, that's fine. I'm talking about people who are certainly in the early days of this. I'm not saying you should or you shouldn't, that's your each Christmas, I was going to shout, but I'm just saying these people that were davening a minion when they shouldn't be, they were making these minions or whatever. I told the guy, at worst, he was being over and he said, a few said the rices, I'm not saying not, but at best, he was in Makayim Mitzvah, the Rabbanim. Whereas those people that were davening at home were Makayim the Mitzvah of davening for sure, but they were Makayim this Mitzvah of the rice of a Chaybeim, Shalai Amoshvei, Ushmatim Matshav Seichem. We get confused in our frumkeit, we get confused about what Hashem wants. Hashem wants, which, okay. So, there are many examples of that. So that's what they did. In that moment, in that cruel moment where a person loses his mind, we know, we don't have to explain what happened there, everybody knows, you've done your own studies here. To have that presence of mind, to turn around and say, we'd love to eat matzah. Who wouldn't want to eat matzah? Lola said, whoever got to Lola said, and there's matzah, and you go, nah, I don't really feel like matzah. I'm ready. The whole year we wait for it, and it's the highlight of the year. But they couldn't, they didn't have matzah. So what did they do? Yeah, they want a Megala Kodesh Baruch Hu. So you Megala Kodesh Baruch Hu, the way he wants to be Megala, not the way you want a Megala. But Lola said, is there like a Kodesh Baruch Hu? And no one else could understand what these guys were up to except Hashem. Hashem Yichud al Ksais Chomets Belel Aseda. Can you imagine your frum mind, you walk past the guy's house and he's busy there having Leil Aseda, and then he says Hashem Yichud and eats a Ksais Chomets. You'd pop, you wouldn't know that this guy's lost his mind. Amiras v'titen lan Hashem lekenu ba'av es yom chag ha-matzois hazeh al Ksais Chomets? Seidem isim zeh lo zochu liroit lo nevim v'lo tanayim v'lo amoroim. Not the Nevi'im, not the Tanaim, not the Maraim, no one is able to see such a Seder. Hashem on his own. Ani v'lo malach, that's Hashem. Only Hashem understood what was happening there. V'sham klal Yisrael gilu eto. There, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wasn't the Megala himself, the klal Yisrael. There, klal Yisrael was Megala HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the worst darkness. That's the dark as it gets. And in that darkness, the Yidden schlepped HaKadosh Baruch Hu into the room. שם כלל ישראל הקריא את כל המחיצס וגילו את האנכי המסתת בפרח האסתר אסתר. זה כלל ישראל stripped all the barriers, all the boundaries between them and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and there they were Megala v'Anoichi. V'Anoichi Hashem Asher Yotzei Yitzchem Ha'em Mitzrayim, there was, they were Megala that Anoichi were in the Hester Hastin. Zeh Gilo Elokis Gilo Or Hashem B'Torech HaChayish HaKadosh. That's the revealing HaKadosh Baruch Hu in that darkness. The enormous darkness is a chitzonius. Inside, nothing's changed. The only difference is you have to go in to see the light, as opposed to Hashem comes outside to reveal Himself. Gilu ha'ava shebetoich ha'sina kiviyachol, gilu ha'cheres betoich ha'shibud. Gilu ha'simcha betoich ha'yogun. All these positive qualities we need to reveal are hidden. Kuh ha'yamanu b'tzeis m'mitraim u'b'tzeis m'yushalayim nashke adadi. The going out of Mitzrayim and the going out of Yushalayim, the tzeisi, the two tzeisis, or they kiss each other. Anoichi Asher Tzeischa v'Anoichi Haste Haste. It's the same Anoichi. It's only a chitzoni difference, but the inner working of this moment is exactly the same. It's a Kodesh Baruch Hu, B'Kfeir of Atzma, Ani Belo Malach, Ani Lo Belsaref, only me. Olu Shneim Lifnei Kisei HaKovod, U'Nesetavtsu Ka'av Neichein, U'Kitre Shol Melech, Malchem Lach, Kodesh Baruch Hu, and they're both put into the crown of HaKadosh Baruch Hu beautiful gems. Shnei mevim legilu shchina ulisas krovus rabba ben aboris baruch ben kness Yisrael am kadosha. Both these events create that bond, that kesher, that dveikus between Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It just started in a different place. In both you have darkness, you have Mitzrayim, you have Auschwitz or Yerushalayim, wherever it is. And in both areas, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets revealed. I mean, different seasons. The one HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes out and reveals Himself. In the other one, you go inside and you reveal the light in the darkness. So that's a very deep concept. That's a very, very powerful idea. It changes one's perspective of the goddess and of the difficulties and struggles we go through at the moment, because you understand that your tachlis is to be Megala HaKadosh Baruch Hu at every moment. It's to plunge into the doubt. It's to plunge into the darkness. With a deep emuna that you know what you're looking for, and you can see Hashem in every moment. You have to be creative, like there's even word in Auschwitz. It takes a lot of in the ghetto, wherever it goes. It takes a lot of creativity, a lot of courage to be able to turn around and say, "Hine nimuchan amuzuma lechol kaitz kazais chometz on leila seira." But that's the, you have to find ways in each situation to be megale Kodesh Baruch Hu, and it's a very personal journey. Very hard to tell anybody else what to do in this situation. Each person has to draw into his own inner world and draw out that light. That's the avodah, but it's a very positive, powerful meeting, a message. So we'll see as we go weiter, but that's the vort. If we apply back to what we said over the last few days, when you get the strength to do that, you get the strength from the Yetzias Mitzrayim. The emunah that we have is based on a knowledge. It's not blind emunah. Not blind faith. It starts with a light, and we know that light was, and we know who that light is. Now when the light goes off, you carry on based on the knowledge you had. Emunah always starts with the knowledge, but you don't have that knowledge now, because now you're living in the darkness. That's what's emunah. If there's Gilui Hashem, it's all open and there's miracles that are happening, then you don't need emunah. You're sitting in a chair. You don't even know when you're sitting in a chair. You know you're sitting in a chair. Imunah is when you don't know you're sitting in a chair, but you still sit down. That's Imunah. Why? Because you knew the chair was there. Now you don't see it, but you know that it was there, so it must be there, so you sit down. That's Imunah. There's many ways of explaining that. There's many ways of describing that. The one I love the most, with Tetzo uses this example of how this Imunah works. I mentioned it here a few times. I don't know how many people remember this, but if HaKadosh Baruch Hu would come to you this evening, just before you go to bed, and would reveal Himself to you, and let's just say you know that it's Hashem. I don't want the question, maybe it wasn't Hashem, whatever. Let's just, for the purpose of the story, you knew it was Hashem for sure. He tells you, tomorrow morning I want you to, well, not tomorrow morning Shabbos, but Yom Rishon, I want you to drive down to Masada, and before sunrise, and I want you to get to the top of the mountain just as the sun's coming up at Shkia. In a certain place, he tells you where it is. I want you to go stand there, and I want you to jump off the edge of the cliff. 3,000 feet, whatever, but don't worry, I'll catch you. Now, you know that's Hashem, right? So you have full knowledge. This is Hashem. This is what he's asking me to do. For sure you're going to do it. So the next, whatever, you get in your car, you rent the car, you go down to Masada, you climb up to the top. As the sun's coming up, you stand on the edge of the cliff, you look down, hello, you jump. If Hashem is standing and now telling you, please jump, I'll catch you, for sure you jump. What's the problem? If Hashem telling you, jump, I'll catch you. No, so we're ready to jump. But there's no Hashem there now. You're like looking around, hello, anybody out there? But just you and the sun coming up. And there's 3,000 foot or meter drop or whatever. Foot drop. So if you do jump, you know why you jump? Because you have imunah. What's imunah? You're being faithful to what you know. You know what you know. You know that Hashem came to you yesterday and told you what to do. Now you've got doubt. Now you're in a dark world. There's nothing to you now. Hashem's not being a God at all. He's completely hidden. Now you're in phase two. Now you're in what's called Golos. You jump? If you do jump, I'm not telling you to do a jump. I don't know what I would do, but if you do jump, it's because of Imunah, not because of knowledge, because now you don't have the knowledge. You crawled through the dark doubts and difficulties you were having standing on the edge of the cliff, and you were Megala, the knowledge that you had. And you jump because you have Imunah that it's based in knowledge. Imunah is always rooted in knowledge. It's not such thing as blind faith. You see, there is a manifestation of Imunah that also is, but that's why we always go back to Yetzias Mitzrayim. Everything we do and everything we say is always Zechel Yetzias Mitzrayim, Zechel Yetzias Mitzrayim. We're trying to remember some happy event that happened. You have to build Yetzias Mitzrayim into your repertoire. That was Rabbi Akiva. Where did you get this halacha from? Halacha Moshe Misidnai. Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't understand it even, but Rabbi Akiva was shoefing the koyach from Moshe Rabbeinu, from the Tzadik V'Tovlo, in order to get through the Tzadik V'Ralo, and that's how the system works. You can't go through the Tzadik V'Ralo without being plugged into the Tzadik V'Tovlo. You need that. That's what we've been saying all along. And that's the betoch, and that's how it works. And in your own life, you have to find those moments. There's moments we've had where Kodesh Baruch Hu was Megal himself to us. Everybody has got Ashkocha Prati's story. That's wow. More than one, maybe plenty. You have to use us all the time to get you through the points where you look around and it's just, oh, there's no one there. You think Hashem's abandoned you. You think he's left you. God forbid. How do you keep going? Because you plug back into the Gilui moments that you've had. Fine. So that's Lo Asa, that's the avoider. And it's not a posh to avoid, by the way. Even if you'll get it intellectually correct, and in your mind you're completely regular, everything's fine, you've got it cut. But watch your body. You could have butterflies in your stomach churning from abject terror, when in your head you know that it's all fine, it's all from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. What's that about? That's a very disturbing event, no? You're lying awake at night worrying about something. You're worrying about a child, you're worrying about a shidduch, you're worrying about something or whatever. But in your head, you know, you've been learning long enough to know, Kol Beseder, Hashem, and your father, Kol Beseder, and from Yah up, you cool. And Yah, it's burning, it's koching. The Menuchas HaNefesh we need is not Yah. You need the Menuchas HaNefesh Yah. That's not a Poshvet Avoider. And we know that. We have to be real with ourselves. We have to be very gentle and real with ourselves. That's hard. There's darkness, there's difficulties, that's good for this phase we're in. And each time you hang in and you go a little bit deeper and a little bit further, you bring Megala more and more of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, first of all to yourself and then to the whole world. So that's the avoider. Okay. Layla Seder, Velel Tisha B'Av, Chalim Ki Yadu B'Oisim B'Shva. Layla Seder and Tisha B'Av always fall on the same night of the week. Shneim Nikraim Moed, and they're both called assembly time, meetings place. The Moed, what's a Moed? It's an assembly. But Tisha B'Av Nikra Moed, huh? Tisha B'Av, yeah, it's called a festival, a Moed. Moed Mashmuset Begisha Muchana Mirosh Kaloshan Akosiv Hilchu Shneim Yachdav Bilti Im Nodoy. The Mashmois of a Moed is it's a meeting that's been prearranged, like a prearranged meeting, come to an appointment. As we just said, all the festivals are rooted in Zeichen Tzias Mitzrayim. Why? Because they all flow out of the Giluim that we had at Tzias Mitzrayim. We have a chag, why? Because the Kodesh Baruch Hu met us, revealed us, we met him when he took us out of Mitzrayim. He revealed himself to us in the cloud, on our Sinai, himself, when he gave us the Torah and Shavuos. He surrounded us with the Sachah of Banei HaKovid. Anu gilanu oto. Tishkavi doesn't reveal himself to us. He does, but in a different way, you'll see. We reveal him, the sofishal dovish, shuv nivgoshna. We meet again. Tisha B'Av Zamoy, you know, because you meet Hashem. How do you do it? Because he's going to pop into you. No, you've got to go find him. He's playing hide and seek. It's also a moed. You don't say Tachan and Tisha B'Av. Interesting, huh? Rabbi Shilan Oides Gilu Miyuchad Zeh Rabbi Akiva. Who's the Rabbi of Tisha B'Av? It's not Moshe Rabbeinu. That's for sure not. It's Rabbi Akiva. Shaima Sarah Rabbi Malchus. Rabbi Akiva was from the Sarah Rabbi Malchus. We call Yomav Homit Stai V'Shoef Legalot V'Tagila Meira Zeh Shodahavtes Hashem Elokecha V'Chol Nafshecha. His whole life, like he said when he was being killed by the Romans, his whole life he was waiting for this moment to be able to megale the after Recha Kamoich, the after Es Hashem Elokecha V'Chol Nafshecha. Afilu not Les Nafshecha. That's what he was waiting his whole life to do. Megale that. Afilu not Les Nafshecha. Mimenu Lamdu Lamdainu Legalot Et Hashchina B'Seicha Hester. From whom we learn how you reveal the Shechina in the darkness. That's the ready for this. That's how you do this. You set up a meeting, an appointment with the Kodesh Baruch Hu on Tisha B'Av on the day of the Zeichel Chuban, and of all the Chubanas, not just the one Chuban, every Chuban, this year, Zat Hashem, we won't have Tisha B'Av, Mashiach will come, but just in the last year, since the last Tisha B'Av, you know, you have to sit on the floor and cry about, and Megala Hashem, and Fad Hashem, and look, there's enormous avoided to be, you have to start preparing now. Don't leave us for the Siddur Samasekes. You know, start preparing, same as for Pesach, you have to start preparing Shleishin Yom Lifnei Achag, for Tisha B'Av, for Shir Shleishin Yom Lifnei Achag, for Shiva Sabatamuz already, this coming week we have to be ready. So that's the vote. In phase one, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is megale himself to you, even though you might not have done any work for that. In phase two, you know what you're looking for, because he showed you really what you're looking for. He revealed himself. You know exactly what you're looking for. You know who you're dealing with. You have a whole bag of experiences. But now it's gone. It's hidden. Now you're standing on the top of Masada and you don't know what to do. So you go and you draw the light out of where he was Magan himself to you. You plunge into the darkness. Using him, you go in there and you magala and you bring the light out. That's the avoider. But inside, it's exactly the same anoichi. On Leila Seder and Leil Tisha B'Av, you mean megala the to anoichi. It's not two different anoichis, and it's all rooted in the Yud Gimel Midrash Rachamim. There's no din there at all. It's kulu rachamim, kulu rachamim, the whole thing. Because Hashem is only rachamim. He can't do anything. It's not rooted in rachamim. Even the din is only there for our good, and it's kulu rachamim. So that's the godless, that's the moya, that's the, if one can say the word, that's the simcha of Tisha B'Av. The simcha in all the tzar and the pain and the suffering. I don't have to cry, it's the avoider. That's the avoider. It's not other cases of wine, it's other cases of tears and crying and suffering. I've added, that's also part of it. But that's what's Megala the light, and that's what Megala Kosh Borcha, and that's why Mashiach Lamais is born on Tisha B'Av, because you're being Megala the light. That's the light of the Shechina. Okay, Mitzvah Hashem, we'll stop with that, and we'll, Bezrat Hashem, we'll be able to carry on. Hashem should give us the strength to be able to carry on after Shabbos. So have a good Shabbos, and take good care, look after yourselves.
Thank you, Hashem. Shabbos,
call two.
Shabbos, Shvach. Take good care, everyone. All the best.
Call two, Rabbi.